Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has made a blistering attack on Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Biden said the American people hadn't made enormous sacrifices so that their efforts could be wasted by a president who ignores the science. From Los Angeles, here's Peter Bowes.
There's been a dramatic increase in the number of new coronavirus infections throughout the United States, with the surge particularly strong in southern and western states such as Florida, Arizona, Texas, and California. In Los Angeles, officials have warned that hospitals are in danger of being overwhelmed by the alarming increase in cases. Testifying to a Senate committee on the effort to reopen schools and businesses, the US government's leading expert on the virus, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the situation could get a lot worse.
At least 13 people have been killed in an explosion at a clinic in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Television pictures showed a big fire with plumes of smoke billowing in the sky. State media quoted senior officials as saying the explosion was caused by a gas leak. The American Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has called for the UN Security Council to extend an arms embargo on Iran indefinitely, warning that the country is a threat to international peace and security. The ban, part of an international nuclear deal with Tehran, expires in October. The Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, accused Washington of coercing the UN into relying on forged documents to produce a report on the situation.
The United States, along with its accomplices in the war crimes in Yemen, have gone further in their now infamous campaign of intimidation against international institutions. Most recently, they coerced the Secretariat to rely on self-serving allegations and forged documents to produce an utterly unprofessional report outside the scope of Secretariat mandate.
Cuban opposition activists have accused the security forces of arresting several dissidents who were planning to stage a protest in the capital, Havana, against police brutality and racism. Our America's editor, Leonardo Russia, reports.
The protest was called over the death of a young black man shot dead by police last week. Many dissidents, well-known artists and performers were planning to take part. Reports from Cuba say several protest leaders were detained in the early hours of Tuesday as they left their homes. Relatives say they haven't been informed of their whereabouts. Among those in police custody is the high-profile human rights campaigner José Daniel Ferrer, who was released from prison 2 months ago and put under house arrest.
This is the World News from the BBC.